When a National Football League team cuts a kicker, it usually isn't big news. But it was this week when the Dallas Cowboys released veteran place kicker Mike Vanderjagt. Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us, as he does most Fridays. Welcome back, Stefan.
Hi, Robert.
And we're really calling on your expertise now because in addition to being a great expert on Scrabble, you spent the summer as a kicker in training camp with the Denver Broncos for a book that you're doing. And it's been a kind of an interesting season about kickers, especially when the most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL, Vanderjagt, gets dropped by Bill Parcells, the coach of the Cowboys, who cut him two-thirds of the way into the season.
And they're in first place.
Yeah.
He had made 13 out of 18 field goals, an accuracy rate of 72%. That's well below the 87% that has made him the NFL's all-time leader. But three of his misses hit an upright. One was blocked. He's 36, but that's not necessarily old for a kicker. He had some minor injuries, though, in training camp. He also had some baggage.
Yeah, he had been the kicker for the Indianapolis Colts, who missed a famous field goal that cost the Colts a trip to the Super Bowl.
It did, and he was also dubbed that idiot kicker by Peyton Manning, the quarterback in Indianapolis. Indianapolis then didn't re-sign him after that missed field goal. The best kickers often are given time to play their way out of problems. The Cowboys didn't give him that opportunity.
Historically, the perception of the kicker has been that of the out-of-place shrimp on a team full of giants. That's not really true anymore.
No, it's not. Vanderjagt's a big guy, and the physical part of kicking has definitely evolved. Kickers and punters are much bigger on average, 6'3", 6'4", some of them are, 220, 230 pounds. But what hasn't changed entirely is the notion that kickers are interchangeable. They're the most disposable players in the NFL, which is already a culture of disposability. When Dallas got burned last year with a bunch of missed field goals, they decided to give Vanderjagt $2.5 million signing bonus and another $800,000 or so in salary. Now the team has quickly reverted to the old thinking that kickers aren't worth it. This week, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones told a Dallas radio station that he'd never invest big in a kicker again.
And as a chronicler of the kicking game, you don't agree with that?
No, I think it's just bad business. The most expensive kickers in the NFL rarely take up more than the average amount of space on a team's salary cap, even though they can have a disproportionate influence on the outcome of games. No position has evolved as much as the kicker. In the 1970s, kickers made fewer than 60% of their field goals. Today, they make around 80%. And that brings me back to Vanderjagt. To replace him, Dallas signed Martin Gramatica. Gramatica didn't play last year. He was beaten out in training camp in New England by a rookie this year, and he missed 40% of his field goals in 2003 and 2004. I hope the guy doesn't miss a kick, because I'm a kicker, but it does make me wonder about how some teams approach the position, which is more with hunches and emotion than real analysis.
Meanwhile, the kicker for the Atlanta Falcons this year, Morten Andersen, is 46.
I laugh every time I hear it. He's the second oldest player in NFL history behind George Bland, the quarterback slash kicker who played until he was 48. Andersen is a freak of nature. His leg strength and his leg speed haven't deteriorated. I talked to him a couple of weeks ago after the Falcons played in Baltimore. He told me he wants to keep playing until he's 50.
But we should point out that if a kicker, say, on a kickoff, if the kickoff is returned really well, the place kicker just may have to tackle some guy.
Well, these guys are bigger now, and they can make tackles. Teams don't want them to because they don't want their $2 million Adam Vinatieri's or Mike Vanderjagt's getting hurt trying to stop a guy who's in all likelihood going to run right by him anyway. Jason Nealum of the Broncos gave me some great advice. He said, if I'm ever in a situation like that, just get out of the way.
Okay, Stefan. That's Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.